107.7.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. It's Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming Week, and we have in the studio Bailey Wanless, Wesley Nelson, Maggie Kirshner, Mac Neef, and also Miss Sprecher, who is representing the FFA, and a lot of things going on. And of course, a lot of the school fair surrounds the FFA and the things that that they do. So, Melissa, we'll start with you today.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having us.
Are you well rested today? Are you?
Yeah, no. And it's only Tuesday. We always say, like, with homecoming being later this year, we thought we'd be like, oh, we have so much more time to get ready. But I feel like it snuck up on us faster. Like, it's all of a sudden here. But it's going to be great. We're going to make everything happen. Things are in place. And now we just move forward with it and enjoy the week.
Do you have to do a lot of work with gates in place and getting things like that all set up?
Yeah, so we'll start that this afternoon and tomorrow. Mr. Nee and I will take some classes down there and put up all of the gates and the pens and all the areas for people to sit and watch, bring down the bleachers, set up the show ring. Kenny Anderson and Mike Huffer help with the beef show ring. So a lot of work goes into it to just get that part set up. And then on Friday, we'll set up the gym with the tables and the tablecloths and get that all organized too.
Today is an important day because it is entry day. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so today is the last day to enter. You can go do it online. It's really easy to find. Go to the Ithaca webpage, and then under menu, you'll scroll down and you'll find the 102nd Ithaca School Fair. Click on that, and then you can look through the premium book if you want to see like what classes you want to enter, but then we encourage you to enter online. There's a link for it to enter online. It's really easy. You just go in there, put in your name and address and phone number, and then you click in what you want to enter and press the submit button, and you are all set.
Is there a way to look and track how many entries are in so far?
Yes, we can on our side, on the admin side, that we can take a look to see what's in there and who's entered what. When I looked about 4 or 5 days ago, I think we had a little over 100 people that entered, but I know like we hadn't had our families in yet, and I know yesterday I talked to some kids that hadn't had them in yet. So tomorrow we'll have a better idea, but I'm guessing we're probably going to double that by the time everyone gets their entries in.
People from the community can enter whether you're a student or not, correct?
Yeah, so as far as there's a few places where only the juniors, we call it the junior show, which is kids that go to school there. So 4K through high school. And that's the livestock is basically we just have those entries. But for all the things in the gym, so everything from cooking, canning, scrapbooking, sewing, Legos, woodworking, vegetables, you know, farm crops, all of that is open to our area too. So the people who have graduated or people from the area can enter. And we encourage that. We love to have that gym just full of things.
Being an FFA advisor, you're one of two others, I guess three total in the state that have a school fair. I mean, how rewarding is that?
It is really, really awesome. And to be part of that tradition, I mean, 102 years, that's a long time to have anything continue continuously. And so to have that as our school fair and for as small of an area as we are to have as many people participate is just truly an honor. And we really enjoy it. And we are so happy and appreciative of all the people that come out, support the parade, support the game, support the meat animal sale. That's a huge part of what we do with the livestock on Saturday. So yeah, it's a lot of extra work, I'm not going to lie. A lot of nights that we're working and doing things, or when I'm driving, you know, making some phone calls, and when I'm, you know, my days off, you know, making some phone calls and doing emails and organizing, but it is very rewarding. And it's a great way to bring in all of the kids in FFA and have them help out and do different things and make phone calls and talk to other adults and learn what community service is about, which is a huge part of FFA.
You brought in your officers today. Is this a good group? You got to say they are, right?
I do, right? They're all looking at me as I'm saying it. Yeah, so I brought, of our officer team, I brought in Bailey Wanas. She's our president this year, and she's just doing an outstanding job. Very proud of her. Maggie Kirshner, she's a senior this year as well, and she's a reporter. Has been doing a great job of getting things out on social media. So if you haven't liked the Ithaca FFA Facebook page yet, please go and do that. We put a lot of things out there of what we're up to. Wes Nelson, he's our chair chairman again this year to help with growing agriculture. And Mac Neef, he's not an FFA right now, but he likes to spend a lot of time in my room and just an all-around great guy. So we had to bring him along too.
He was either punished or he was brought along for his dedication here.
Yeah, I'm not sure which. I didn't really give him an option. I'm like, hey, Mac, by the way, we're going tomorrow. Here's your sheet. See you at 8:55.
And here he is. Well, let's start with Bailey over here. Bailey's on the side. If you want to swing that microphone over there, Bailey. And good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real well. So you're the president this year. Was that something that you strived for when you were in the underclass or not?
Not really. I was thinking about it, but then like our group of officers, we just decided that it would be best for me.
Have you always enjoyed FFA?
Yeah.
So you're a senior this year. I know you're involved in lots of other things. I've seen you in volleyball. Mm-hmm. How fun is it to be having such a successful season?
Oh, it's really fun. I really enjoy this team this year.
And you've been getting some wins along the way. You have a big one tonight, don't you?
Yeah, we play Kickapoo and Lafarge at Weston.
Mm-hmm. So big ones there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've watched you in the front row. How satisfying is it to get a clean kill all the way to the floor? I mean, what does it feel like?
It feels really good. I love it. Yeah. And the crowd gets pretty cheerful after that, so
right, something I've never experienced, that's got to be a unique opportunity there. So homecoming court, could you talk about that a little bit, Bailey?
Well, this year we decided to have reps from each grade because the past like 4 or 5 years we haven't done it. So we have a guy and a girl rep from each grade, and then we have 4 guys and 4 girls from the senior class.
Okay, could you go over the names for us?
Yeah, the freshmen are Peyton Brown and Autumn McBain. The sophomores are Caden Keller and Brinley Wanless. The juniors are Devin Iam and Brooklyn Dickey. And then the senior guys are Sammy Clary, Wesley Nelson, Wyatt Hilby, and Mac Neef. And then the girls are Holly King, Tristan Peterson, Alyssa Muller, and then me.
Okay. That's a good group. So you decided to include the whole student body then?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing to include everybody. Then you have to work on getting cars for the parade and all that stuff too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's also a volleyball alumni game this year. Is that something unique?
Yeah, it's like the second or third year we've been doing it. Last year, I know we had a really good turnout. This year, there's less teams, but hopefully more teams still want to go.
And when is that?
That's on this Friday in the community gym at 5.
Okay. And you're going to be there? Are you going to run the Bulldog Big Block Challenge this year or not?
No.
No, okay. You'll be busy with other things that day. That's starting at 7 on Saturday as well. It kind of kicks off the day there. So you're in FFA. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about a career? What you'd like to be doing next year?
I want to go into nursing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, we applaud that. So are you doing some things that can get you some college credits this year?
Second semester, I'm starting 2 college courses, so hopefully transfer into nursing.
Wonderful. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming along. I know we'll see you later this week at the school fairgrounds. All right. How about Maggie Kirshner? We'll put her on the spot next as we swing that microphone over, the FFA reporter. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
What does it mean to be a reporter? What are your duties?
It is really fun. So I run the Instagram and the Facebook page, and I just spread the word about what the FFA club is doing.
And you are involved in WEHA. Can you tell us about that this year?
So our district show was held September 27th through the 29th in Oshkosh, and our team made it on to state this year. So state will be the 25th through the 27th of October at the Alliant Energy Center.
Okay. Are you having a horse show in conjunction with the school fair this year?
Yes, that will be Sunday, October 20th. It'll start at 10:30 a.m. And you can come and sign up prior that day. And there will be concessions. And I believe we'll have hot dogs, chips, and water and sodas. And it's open to anyone to come.
And that's at the Anderson Lau Farm again?
Yep.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. So it's been a good year with your horse?
Yeah. We've had a lot of challenges, but we've worked through them all, and it's just been really fun. I've had a good senior year. So
great. How many shows do you normally get involved in then with WEHA during the year?
Usually just our district show and our state show, and then along with the Anderson show at the Lau Farm.
Okay. Tell me about some other things you're involved in at Ithaca Schools these days.
I'm a part of a lot of clubs, forensics, FFA, of course, and then I just like to put myself out there and do a lot.
Yeah, I know you do. And you're out for sports in the winter as well?
Yeah, I do basketball and then track in the springtime.
The FFA organizes blood drives. Are you having one of those coming up?
Yep, so we do a biannual blood drive twice a year, and that is coming up on November 6th. And our blood goes to local communities, and our goal is 25 pints.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Are you having a little British show this year with the fair?
Yes, that starts at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, and you can come and sign up the day of, and it is open to anyone.
And then you'll be selling some livestock as well at the meat animal sale?
Yes, I will be selling a steer this year.
Will you? Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So all the buyers, take note or beware. So good luck with that. About how many people sell their animals that day?
Usually we have around 20 kids.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Do you have good memories of the Ithaca Fair as a youngster? Anything that comes to mind?
Yeah. Over the years, I've showed pigs and steers, and it's just been really fun. Good learning experience.
And how many times will you be in the parade that day? You know, because we see that. You come through in one event, and you're back on another float.
Yeah, probably about two or three, maybe.
It keeps you hopping.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
You bet. Maggie Kirscher joining us. We're going to put the guys on the spot now and turn it over to Mac Neef. Mac, I guess you got drafted to come over here today.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you coming in here. Let's talk a little bit about football. I know that it hasn't gone your way. You were injured.
Yeah, I've been out for four games, but I'll be able to be back this weekend for homecoming. So.
You've made it back.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah, our team's doing really good. We're 7-0, and hopefully we keep playing well, and we're playing really good on both sides of the ball.
So you had to do some things. What have you been doing as far as rehab to try and get back a little quicker?
Just working with the trainer and then just exercising it a lot. And I've just started practicing yesterday, and I got a big brace on it that's helping me out too. So,
what was the specific injury then, Mac?
I had a ruptured MCL and superficial tear in my meniscus. So I got good news, and I don't need surgery. So
good. Why? That's got to be thrilling for you as a senior to be able to come back.
Yeah, I was worried I needed surgery, but I got good news. So, yep.
What's that going to feel like to be out there actually in gear and ready to go on homecoming day?
Really good. I miss like the four games I watched. I wanted to play so bad, but now I'm back, so I'm happy.
You kind of became coach then a little bit, didn't you?
Yep, I was doing defensive stats on the sideline the whole time. So,
I know that's it's a real tradition for your family, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been coming to the fair forever, and they enjoy it.
Could you talk about the meals? Because food is a big part of the Ithaca Fair.
In the community gym in the morning, Chris Fry has donuts, and then there's breakfast sandwiches and Wallace biscuits and gravy. And then for lunch, they're serving the baked potato bar. And then the music booster has pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw dinner, and the commons as well. And a silent auction for pies from 9 to 1.
So much food there. It's always good. I'll tell you, it's hard for me because I wish they had like a nap time in the Ithaca Fair.
You
eat that food, you get a little tired.
Yeah.
What about the parade, Mac?
The parade will start at 10:30. Yep, and there's quite a few entries, I think, this year.
Will you be in the parade a few times?
Yeah, 2 to 3 times, I'm guessing. The football, then our class float, and I'll be on the court, so I'll be out there in a vehicle, I think.
How is the class float coming along? Can you give us any secrets?
I don't know much about it. I think the girls got most of it.
Bailey, how's it looking? Is it doing all right?
We're kind of had a slow start this year, so not much is done yet.
That's too bad. Does the FFA have a float? I should have asked you that.
No,
they don't. Okay, so you only have one to worry about.
Then.
Mac, what about, are you going to do the mascot races this year?
Yeah, they're at 1 o'clock this year, just before the game, and I think there was quite a few of them last year out there. I don't know all the mascots that'll be out there this year, but
that is so much fun to watch. And of course, you're busy getting ready for football, but it's great to watch. I know you've got some area schools that are represented and some area businesses. And we'll see who we're pulling for this year, though.
Yeah.
I think last year it seems like it was one of the businesses, maybe one of the banks, like the Money Bunny or somebody, was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and rabbits are, of course. But what about the game against Brookwood?
The kickoff's at 1:30. It'll be a good game. We just need to stay focused and just one game at a time and keep going. And hopefully we can finish out the Scenic Bluffs Conference strong.
Sounds like you've been listening to Coach Kelly and Coach Klang doing a good job there.
Yeah.
Sounded like a coach just now, man. Good job. Well, good luck. Good to see you back on the football field this
weekend. Thank
you. Sure bet. And Wes Nelson joins us as well. Wes, what is your role with the FFA?
Hey, good morning, Phil. I'm actually a co-chair for the Strengthening Agriculture through FFA, and I guess my main role is that is we do the meals for farmers once a year. We just started that 2 years ago, I think, where we get together as a FFA group, and we put together usually just like ham sandwich meals and deliver them to all the local farmers during the hearty time of harvest, I guess, so.
So that is really awesome. So you just walk right out in the field and hand them a sandwich?
Yep. We actually put together a few different groups, and we'll drive around the community, and we'll talk to the farmers ahead of time and figure out where they're at and drive right up to the fields and give them their meal, and they're always super happy, and it's a cool thing to do.
That's like a farmer's dream come true right there.
Yeah, so pretty much.
That's awesome. So what is your role with the school fair, Wes?
With school fair, usually I do a lot of the setting up for the meat animal sale and all the entries outside, which will be all your animals. And so usually during the week, usually Wednesday through Friday, we do a lot where we go down and set up all the rings and do all that good stuff.
Sounds like good weather for the fair, so that'll help you too, won't it?
Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be pretty warm this weekend, which will be nice. So
mm-hmm.
It'll be miserable.
Have you ever had a animal escape that you had to go chase then?
Yeah, I think we have had a few pigs get out every once in a while.
Got to use some of your good football skills there.
Yeah,
to catch up with them there. So I know the show starts at 8. The exhibits in the gym, they'll probably be open about the same time, won't
they? Yep. So all the exhibits up in the gym will be all your, like, farm crops and your Legos and all that stuff, Sprecher said, your canned goods. And so that's open right away at 8, and then your animal sale starts at, or the animal show starts at 8 a.m., so.
So are you taking any crops to the fair this year?
Yeah, I'll probably have a few crops in it to take up there. I haven't decided which ones I want to take yet, but.
They used to have kind of the oddity category, like the tallest stalk of corn and things like that.
Yeah, still do that? I have done that a few times.
Have you?
A couple years ago, I actually won it with that, but won't brag too much.
No. Not this year anyway, but no. It's been a pretty good year for crops, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been a really nice year, and we're having a super good fall so far, too, for harvest. And
yeah, it's been a dream come true there. What about fundraising? Are you doing some things this weekend for the FFA?
Yeah, so actually during the meat animal sale beforehand, we'll do our fundraisers of where we sell the cheese and apples, and those profits go right to the FFA. So thank you to Meister Cheese and Oakwood Fruit Farm for their great donations, because those really help our FFA chapter a lot. So,
but the auction is really important for the chapter, and it's also important for the individuals too, isn't it?
Yes, it's really good for both of those. Yeah.
And you having a pedal pull this year?
Yes, we are. The Kinchy pedal pull will start at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and that's open to all ages. So come on down and get your kids in it.
Yeah. Summer's going fast. We talked to you during the dairy breakfast.
Yeah, we did.
You had about, 4,000 people come to the farm?
Yeah, that was crazy turnout. That was really, really, really cool day to have. And yeah.
And the summer goes by fast. Here you are into October of your senior year.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's going fast, but
unbelievable. What are you looking forward to the most this weekend?
The football game is always really cool. And then you got you know, the homecoming dance, and I did make court, so that'll mm-hmm. be cool. So,
now, probably the prerequisite there is dancing, though. How's that going?
Oh, I usually stay off that.
Oh, dude. What about you, Mac?
Not much
of a dancer either. Okay, well, all right. So there's still time to learn. You got a few days there for that. Good to have you in, and good luck with everything you have going this weekend. Ms. Sprecher, we want to talk to you before we let you go about National Convention.
Yeah, so we have national conventions a week earlier this year. So we're going to go right from school fair into getting ready to leave for national convention. We leave on the 21st. Yep. And we'll be out there. We do some tours on the way out, go to all different kinds of places, everything from, you know, farm to fork farms. We've been to some different boar studs. And last year we went down to Lexington ahead of time and got to see a whole bunch of equine facilities, which was very neat. That was a really neat tour. Then we go to National Convention for 3 days. And then Saturday morning we have have one of our members receiving her American degree, which is the first American degree Ithaca has had since 1959. First female American degree in our school, too. So pretty exciting. It takes quite a bit to earn your American degree. Less than 1% of FFA members do that. So we'll get to watch her walk across stage. We got some other kids from Wisconsin we'll watch, and then we'll head home. And that weekend, the same weekend as WEHA, State WEHA, so we'll probably go down there and watch those girls and support those girls that weekend.
And that student is your daughter, right?
Yes, Talina.
Talina.
Yep.
And that's some, and she's in college where?
She's at ICC in Illinois. She's on the judging team, so we don't see much of her once they start back judging. She leaves from basically after State Fair. She leaves the next week, and they go out and they judge every weekend. So I just kind of ask her, where are you at today? And it's amazing how many places they go and all the people she's met. But it's been a great experience. She'll be judging down at Kansas City. So when we go down there to show at the American Royal, she'll be down there judging, which is super exciting because Anna Best 4-H team also is eligible to judge down there this year. So they'll be judging at the same time. So that's pretty exciting to have happen. And they both, well, Annabeth's currently on our livestock judging team. Talina was on our FFA team. And actually last year's team was second in the state. They've been second in the state for 2 or 3 years. We never can quite get to that first spot. We'll get there one day. This year's the year. I keep telling Bailey that. She's a senior, so she's going to carry our team there. But they did get invited to judge at the Royal as well. So that would have been really fun to have a whole team, our team from Ithaca, plus my girls are judging, would have been pretty exciting. But we'll take the two girls there. It's pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For Talina, that's very impressive. How, I mean, since 1959, I mean, talk about prestige. What does it take to get to that level?
So first you have to get your green hand degree at your chapter level. And that's usually their freshman year. The girls or the kids will get it. And then your chapter degree is usually your junior year. And then your senior year, you apply for your state degree. And the state degree is about 1%. Again, of the FFA kids get their state degree. It's a pretty involved process. So she got hers 2 years ago. This year we had, or this last summer, we had some more students. So Josie Lau and Violet Dilly and Logan Anderson got their state degree. And so when Talina had her state degree the first year, again, it was the first one since 1959, state degree as well. So pretty exciting. But they have to do so many hours of community service. I think there's like a 23 different points that they have to fulfill, and it's hours of community service, amount of hours or money that they've invested into their project, different things at the local, state, and national level for participation. So a lot of different things that go into it. It's a pretty lengthy application, and I know the whole time I'm having the kids do it, they're like, this is so much, Sprecher, but when they get done, it's definitely worth it, and they're very proud of it, and they should be, because it's a pretty big honor. So, and then also with National Convention, we have some friends that from Wisconsin that have made finalists in their proficiency. So that's exciting. We'll get to see them down there. One of ours, he actually spoke at our banquet last year. He is a finalist for the American Star. So that's a pretty prestigious award as well. Talina didn't quite make it to finalist for her swine. She was she won the swine proficiency at state, and she ended up being a gold medalist at the national level, but didn't make it to the top four. So, but still exciting to get to that point.
Oh, I would say. Anything else you wanted to mention about the fair or anything coming up this weekend?
Yeah, so just on the mascot race, I know we're still looking for some more mascots. So if you have a mascot costume out there and you want to come be part of the race, we'd love to have you out to do that. I do also think that they're going to be maybe moving the mascot race to halftime just because we've had to do some moving around with our Hall of Fame induction. I think they're going to be doing that before. We'll get for sure details on that, but that came across my email this morning. But yeah, definitely looking for some more mascot races. It is so fun to watch. I don't know if anyone's been to like the Brewers game and stuff or that they've watched those. It is pretty fun to have them out there. So please, if you're an area school or you just have a mascot costume somewhere and you want to come be part of the race, let Rob know at Richards Insurance. It'll get you all signed up. And just again, we love to encourage people to come out and enjoy the fair, be part of it. The PTSO is going to be helping out with a bounce house again for the little kids during the game up in the multi-purpose room. And then, of course, I'm a big proponent and pusher for our meat animal sale. For those kids work so hard on those projects, and especially like with the steers. There's kids that haven't even sold their steer for this year, and they've already purchased next year's. It's a year-round project. They don't get any downtime from it, and they work hard. And we all know the cost of everything has been so high. So the cost of the animal, the cost of feed, we were talking about that this year with the show feed, is what I can buy one bag of show feed for. 5 years ago, we bought two. So if you take that out, you know, and extrapolate out, especially with this year, the cost of feed is just astronomical going into these show cattle. So these kids, their profit margin gets smaller and smaller every year. So we love to have people come out and buy those kids as animals and support them and tell them that it's important what they're doing, because for a lot of those kids, that's their summer job. And so being able to have that is incredible. And we all know the kids that do those projects are great adults. And when they go out into the workforce, they're the kind of kids that everyone wants to hire because they have work ethic and they know how to do the work. And it doesn't matter if their friends are out, you know, going to go to a movie, they know they got to be home at a certain time to, you know, let their steers out or feed or whatever it is. So we just really encourage, you know, area people and businesses and, you know, team up with friends and divide a steer if you can't put a whole steer in your freezer. We've had some people that buy them and they give them to all their kids for Christmas presents. They'll divide the steer up into quarters. So we just really encourage you to come out and help out with that too.
Yeah. Well said. So it sounds like things are off and running. As we mentioned, the weather looks pretty nice. We're not going to freeze. We're not going to get wet. So
yeah, a few weeks ago when it was so warm, I said, you know what's going to happen now with school fair morning? It's going to be snowing. But it's not. So I'm very thankful for that.
That's the risk you run when you have homecoming this late, too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we asked Bailey, but I didn't ask Maggie. Maggie, what are you looking at doing next year after your schooling days at Ithaca are done?
So I applied at Southwest Tech and for business management. So I think that's the route I want to take. And right now I dog groom. So I'm just doing that and maybe planning to open up my own business one day.
Awesome. Good. An entrepreneur. So you use some of your FFA skills there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Or if Taylor Swift needs a manager or something, you probably would do that.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Yeah, probably
yep.
Do that. Mac, what about you?
I'm hoping to get in the operators union after high school.
Good for you.
Yep. I'm doing construction for youth apprenticeship right now.
All right.
Now I want to become an operator, so.
And who are you working with?
J.P. Collin and Sons for the past summer I worked there and then the summer before, so.
Good.
Just doing laboring.
Learning a trade.
Yep.
Good luck. And Wes, I think I've asked you before.
Yeah, I think next year after high school, I'm going to attend Southwest Tech for agronomy technician, so.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
You got some fine students here. Melissa?
Thank you. Yes, I'm very proud of them. We have a lot of great kids. And I was going to mention, too, all four of these kids do the youth apprenticeship program, which is pretty awesome. Monica Kirshner takes care of that at our school, and she does just amazing job. So it's great to see that these kids, their youth apprenticeship, they're doing, that's the route they're probably going to go with their career, too. So
great. Appreciate you guys coming in. We'll see you this weekend.
Great. Thank you so much, Phil. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
No problem. Melissa Sprecher joining us, along with Bailey Wanless, Wes Nelson, Maggie Kirshner, and Mac Neef on The Morning Show. We'll talk a little bit more about Ithaca when we return. Our morning show continues on WRCO. We switch from Welcome to the Jungle, the Ithaca Fair and Homecoming, to some longtime district residents who are here to talk about Ithaca schools, and they have the upcoming referendum as well in November. So joining us on the air, Joe Brown, Annette Lewis, and Nancy Clary, who have been called upon to join us here. Joe, we appreciate you coming in here today. Good morning.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having us.
You bet. So what's your story with the district? You went to Ithaca, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm an alumni of the Ithaca School District. I came to Ithaca back in about, it would have been 2004, 2005, my junior year of high school. I guess a little bit of a backstory, you know, about myself. You know, growing up, I'm from Richland Center originally. My mom was a Wheelock. Wheelock is a very familiar name for a generation of folks. My grandfather, Ted Wheelock, school teacher, baseball coach, bus driver. He was Richland Center for a whole generation. My mom and her eight siblings all went to Richland Center as well. I even got started at Richland Center. Fast forward to the high school years, I had a best friend who open enrolled into the Ithaca School District, and I wanted to join him. And so having the opportunity to go with him and join this community was really, I guess I didn't know what I was getting to initially, but it had a great effect on me, and the opportunity to be involved in extracurriculars, athletics, and the community. It truly is a special place, the Ithaca Community and School District. So after graduating from Ithaca, you know, we stayed local. My wife and I did, but, you know, found jobs here in Richland Center and ended up living here in the city of Richland Center. about, it's been about 9 years ago now, my oldest son, we've got four kids, my oldest son, who's a freshman now, was getting ready to get enrolled into school, and we got approached by a community member who was looking to sell their home.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
From now to October 15th, Court in Maine and A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's high expected to reach 72. It'll be very nice with sunny skies, east winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour, and clear tonight, a low down to 42 before tomorrow's 75. Right now it is 37 degrees. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Two dozen people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bon Duel and have made 42 people in Wisconsin sick and another 23 across the country. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M and E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. The summer's bird flu outbreak may be to blame for higher egg prices right now. UW-Madison economy professor Andrew Stevens says there's a lag between a rash of bird deaths and when new eggs start coming back into the system. It can take up to 6 months to fully replace an egg-laying hen. Stevens says there's also a shift in demand for eggs this time of year as more people start baking for the fall and winter. President Joe Biden announced a plan to eliminate lead water pipes in every city in America in the next decade. Biden, in Milwaukee yesterday, says Wisconsin is on the receiving end of more than $40 million to help remove local lead pipes. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, Milwaukee has the fifth highest number of lead pipes in the nation. The EPA estimates the new stricter standard will prevent up to 900,000 infants from having low birth weights and avoid up to 1,500 premature deaths a year from heart disease related to lead. The Biden-Harris administration is giving out roughly $2.6 billion nationwide to remove lead pipes. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the ballot in Wisconsin. Last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling that candidates can only be removed from the ballot if they die. On Monday, the court denied a motion from Kennedy's attorney to reconsider that ruling. Kennedy, who in August suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump, filed a lawsuit to be removed from the ballot. He argued state law requiring independent candidates to withdraw up to a full month before Republicans and Democrats was unconstitutional. The latest Marquette poll showed 3% of respondents saying that they'll vote for Kennedy. The latest forward exam scores from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction are out, and DPI Interim Communications Director Chris Butcher says changes to the test design have not lowered standards. Changes include new labels for categories of forward exam achievement and lowering the score students must achieve to be considered proficient or advanced. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says those revisions mean it's more difficult to make year-to-year comparisons of student achievement and is calling on the legislature to reverse them. The village of Muscadet will host a free recycling collection this Saturday from 8 until 11 on Morrell Lane. The electronic recycling event allows you to dispose of your electronics safely and responsibly. Carla Doudna, utility clerk for the village of Muscadet, invites everyone to participate.
When I say anybody, it doesn't matter if you're in Wauzeka or if you're in Platteville, Prairie du Chien, you're in Sauk County, Vernon County, Dane County, Iowa County. We really want to promote it to let people know that if you have something that you need to get rid of for free, everything that you bring is free of charge, that we want you to bring it.
Dynamic Life Cycle Innovations is dedicated to helping its customers' businesses thrive with security-driven electronics and materials, life cycle programs, and protecting the environment by keeping the reusable materials out of the world's waste streams.
We are lucky enough to be able to work with Dynamic Recycling out of Onalaska, Wisconsin. They also have a location in Nashville, Tennessee. They've been in business since 2007. And they're really proactive with working with communities when it comes to recycling. You know, the three R's, you know, you have the reduce, reuse, and recycle. So that's really important to them. And it's really important to us as a village of Muscadet to be able to bring that to our community and our surrounding areas.
The free e-recycling collection event will be held Saturday from 8 until 11 on Morrell Lane in Madison. Safeguards are in place to ensure the fairness and transparency of ballot counting and canvassing in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs dismisses the chances of local clerks or canvassing boards going rogue to disrupt election results, predicting clerks and canvassers will do an amazing job. Wood County Clerk and President of the Wisconsin Counties Clerks Association, Trent Miner, vouches for his colleagues, who he said are people of integrity, who will be going to make sure that job is done and it's done correctly. Jacobs and Miner took part in a Tuesday roundtable to detail Wisconsin's post-election checks and balances.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 72, very nice conditions, and 42 tonight, 75 Thursday, and then Friday, 80 degrees, with a slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon to early evening. Yesterday's high was 73. At the studios, we were at 45 at midnight, and we're up one now from the overnight low. It is 37 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at last night's high school events and a look at some baseball playoff games as well.
Your first choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie night at Starlight 14 in celebration of its recent five-star patient satisfaction rating. The five-star rating is the highest score awarded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The event will be held on Saturday, October 12th, and will feature the movie Inside Out 2. All are welcome to attend. Gates will open at 5:30, and the show will begin at dusk. Join us for a free movie night. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
A look back at last night in high school volleyball first. Richland Center girls swept River Valley. The scores were 25-19, 28-26, and 25-11. The win came at the same time as a win for the Dodgeville Dodgers, 3-1 over first-place Platteville. That means the Hornet girls are now tied with the Hillman. Both have 6-2 records with two league matches to play. Richland Center was led by junior Danica Pauls with three ace serves and three kills in the opener, and sophomore Ellevie Weiss, who had three kills. The second set was a hard-fought, typical matchup between the longtime rivals. Senior Soleil Ewing had five kills, and Pauls had three for Richland Center. River Valley was paced by sophomore Ella Myers with three kills and junior Izzy Roth with two kills. The emotional set two win for Richland Center seemed to motivate the biggest win of the night. In the third set, senior Madeline Huber led Richland Center in that last matchup with two kills. It was the second three-set sweep for Richland Center over River Valley on the season. The Hornets will host Prairie du Chien on Tuesday, while River Valley will host Dodgeville. Richland Center won the JV1 match 3-0. River Valley won the JV2 match 2-1 following a long third set win. They were victorious 26-24. Elsewhere in volleyball action from the Ridge and Valley, Ithaca stays in first place with a 5-set win over Kickapoo, 25-22, 25-22, the Bulldogs. And then Kickapoo won 25-23 and 25-17 before the Bulldogs emerged with a 5th-set win, 15-12. Also, Ithaca was a winner against Lafarge, 3-1 in the second of the night last night at Weston. Weston was a winner over Lafarge, 3-1, and Kickapoo defeated Weston 3-0 at the quad at Weston Schools. In the SWAL, Mineral Point swept Riverdale, Iowa Grant over Boscobel by sweep, Darlington in 4, winning against Fenimore as well. Cuba City got by Southwestern 3-0. Highland was a winner against Belmont in 4 sets. Viroqua swept GET, and Arcadia defeated Westby 3-2. Cashton 3-1 over Royal. In high school boys soccer, it was Dodgeville Mineral Point getting a 3-1 win over River Valley. Well, the Badger football team gets ready for the weekend and another game after some big plays. Tretch Kekahuna is being honored as the Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week. He caught 6 passes for 134 yards in the 2 touchdowns in the lopsided win over Purdue. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo talked about the improvements made.
We're trying to get better at certain things. We're trying to maintain some consistency. And right now, what's really important is that we play four really high-end quarters every week. You know, not two and a half, not three. There was a great emphasis in being able to come out here and close a game that we created a lead at halftime and close the game out like we feel like we need to and we should. And I think they did that, you know, Saturday against Purdue.
Wisconsin is on the road in New Jersey this week for the game against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Elsewhere, Fernando Tatis Jr.'s towering two-run home run highlighted a six-run second inning, and the Padres held on to beat Shohei Ohtani and the rival Dodgers 6-5 to take a 2-1 lead in a tense National League Division Series. And Pete Alonso launched another home run off Aaron Nola last night. The Mets went on to beat the Phillies 7-2 in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. Nafisa Collier had 27 points and 11 rebounds, and Courtney Williams contributed 24 points at both ends of the court energy to help the Minnesota Lynx get past the Connecticut Sun 88-77 and into the WNBA Finals for the first time in 7 years. Elsewhere, former Wisconsin Badger basketball coach Bo Ryan will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. The activities begin Saturday. They include Sunday's enshrinement for Ryan and his classmates. This is the ninth Hall of Fame Ryan has joined. His team's won 747 games during his 32 years on the bench, and they had a record of 364 and 130 while he was leading the Badgers. That's an update on Wednesday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor.
And so we were just ecstatic to have the opportunity to get back into the district. And so fast forward now, we've got four kids, two boys that are in school, a high schooler, a middle schooler, and then two girls in elementary, the youngest being in 4K. So I guess for me, it's just such a special thing, a special place, special community. And I cherish the opportunity to be a community member, to have our kids in the school. And, you know, as it relates to the referendum, that's kind of my plea to the communities, I guess, really, is, you know, I'm just one family, just one man. We're one example of many who have found Ithaca to be home, you know, for lack of a better terms. And so, that's kind of our story. And we're pushing on, hopeful for the fall referendum.
And you're on the school board as well. And I think when you're not on the school board, sometimes you don't know all the behind the scenes things. You know, you're thinking, oh, it's easy. Just balance the checkbook, you know, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think when you hear operating budget, you think, oh, man, it's just a matter of paying your bills. And if you're going to an operating referendum, you're just not doing a good job of managing your expenses. Like a personal checkbook, if you're not making enough money, you got to cut expenses. And the school school funding is very different than personal. Truly it is. You know, we've looked at ways to cut costs, and we've been very proactive over the last couple of years here. But it's a balancing act, because state aid is driven, or it's based off of your spending. So if we were to be proactive in a way and cut some costs, in turn, then the next year, the state may not provide us with the same amount of aid. So there's just a lot of factors as it relates to revenue and expenses and operating the district in a healthy manner. We've experienced declining enrollment. We know the story of state aid since Act 10, and then inflationary costs. You know, so operating has become more expensive. Our enrollment sizes have declined. You know, it's really not as simple as, well, you're just not managing your books well.
Mm-hmm. And things continue to go up. I think about staffing and everything else. You know, salaries have to keep up with the cost of living and everything.
Absolutely right. And, you know, we want to retain our great staff. We've been fortunate to have a number of really, really great employees up and down throughout the whole building. And in doing so, whether it's insurance or payroll, you know, you have to remain competitive, and those costs continue to go up.
I know you were involved heavily with extracurriculars. I remember you had a great run in basketball, and so good memories there. But again, those programs are kind of synonymous with Ithaca, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, memories for a lifetime. You know, I remember back to 2006. We, like you said, we made it to the sectional finals, a game away from state. But I had a blast playing football as well. I may or may not have toilet papered your home. I'm still not willing to admit anything. But, just great memories. Memories to last a lifetime.
Yeah, no doubt. Annette is here as well. Annette Lewis, we've had you here in other capacities, but you're talking about the Ithaca District. We don't have to work hard probably to get favorable comments from you, do we?
No, you sure don't. Everyone claims that my blood runs purple. And it kind of does. I hope I'm known as a person to solve the problems. If there's a need, whether it's the flower bed needs to be decorated for homecoming, whether you need a kid that needs an uplifting moment, that I'm hoping that I've been there for them. For instance, I just met a young lady again at Pine Valley. My mom's at Pine Valley, and the young lady was at Ithaca, and I knew her from Ithaca, and a student. I says, "Oh, it's so great to see you here," and I thanked her for being in the healthcare profession, which is very needed in this area, and it was great to see a student from Ithaca working and staying in the community. So that was a positive. That just happened yesterday even. We are pushing for this referendum, and we want everyone to go out and vote because we feel that our school is the sole heart of our community, of Ithaca. And Ithaca wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for the school. So that's why we're recommending everyone to go out and back the referendum, to vote yes, so that we can continue with the history of our school. And yes, I go way back. My folks graduated from Ithaca. I graduated from Ithaca. My kids graduated from Ithaca. And I've had nieces and nephews graduating from Ithaca who have gone on out in the world. The one niece is Air Force and works right along and videos the United States president. So I think people need to understand what our school has produced in young people in the community and in the world.
Isn't it interesting to see where people land?
Yes. You know, it's not just sports.
Right.
They haven't landed in sports. I mean, they have landed in different areas. I got one niece is a teacher. One niece is a yoga instructor at a senior citizen's place. My son has worked 30 years for a agriculture food company. And it just goes on and on. I know the Hanold boys have really gone out in the world and in the world of business. A lot of youth have been in the world of business. So, yes, and we want people to understand it's so important that they get out and vote for this referendum and to say yes to our school to continue developing young people like we have in the past so that we can do it in the future.
Somebody asked me this the other day. They're like, could you imagine life if Ithaca School wasn't there? You know, and I guess I hadn't thought about that, but that's kind of mind-boggling for those that have been lifetime residents, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, your folks dad went to school at Ithaca and graduated from Ithaca. And, yes, it's mind-boggling. We don't know anything different.
Right.
And I hope I never do know anything different. that school needs to be there. That purple has to continue.
You go up and down the halls there, and it's unique. You see all of those past graduates. Nancy Clary is here as well. You've got a few people on the wall that you're related to as you go down the halls of Ithaca, don't you?
I guess so. In fact, as you mentioned that, one of my first things on my notes here is my grandfather was superintendent back in the early 1920s.
And I did not know that.
His picture is up there on the wall, too. So I go way back.
Yeah, you do. What was his name?
Arthur Schoonover.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I've heard the name.
And he was a teacher in many small schools within our region. I know Lafarge and Gaze Mills and Soldiers Grove and all those older names, smaller schools, you know, he was a teacher at, and then closer here in this area, too. I married my high school sweetheart. He is from a family, Tom Clary. He's a family of eight. They all graduated from high school, and a few of them met their high school sweethearts there. My family, I'm from a family of five. Margie, David, Larry, and Barb are my siblings. And three of them met their spouses in the school and married. I have now, at one time a few years ago, I was counting how many of our immediate family was involved in Ithaca, in the school district, would be a student there. There were 24 that year, and it would consist of the Clarys and the Nelsons. Okay, 24 kids potential to go through there. I now have six grandchildren, Tom and I do. 7, 8, and 9 are on the way. So some of them will be in the district. When Tom and I graduated from high school, we moved to Madison to enjoy or find out about the big city. We were there 3.5 years. Things happened at home so that Tom took over my grandparents' farm. And when we came back, I was hired as Ithaca's district secretary. So I worked under John Garner and Steve Waterman as they progressed through there. It was awesome to see how the district works and get that background behind me. So I know about working with the budget mm-hmm. and how important the referendum is, although I don't ever remember having a referendum back at that time. You know, it just is awesome how much we're involved and our whole life is based around Ithaca. I'm also a first responder, and I have been a responder for 20 years since they began, and we need to have a few people from the district or the area who would like to become involved in that, because over the years our numbers have went down because of age, basically. I'm getting up there to where I need to back off and let somebody else take over. So if there's anybody out there in the community who would like to become a first responder, please approach one of us. We usually have our shirts on so you know who we are, and let us know, because we need to get you involved. We just had one young gal come on to the crew, and she had went clear over to Soldiers Grove and got into a class that met the requirements for becoming a first responder. So she's just brand new to our group, Jada Baker. Mm-hmm. Going back to my family's connection with the school, our oldest son, Chad, was in the football program his entire career, going back from when they first began, was over 31 years. Then he retired with the health issues that he was going through. And now he's been back there since helping, so he's added a couple more years to his coaching history. Danny is the football, or basketball, sorry, he's the baseball coach. And we know what he's done over the last few years taking that over, and he's very excited about the coming year. And we are very tied to the district. Our daughter, Jackie, is a flight nurse with the Med Flights in Nashville, Tennessee. She absolutely loves the job and has been doing that for quite a few years. So her children are not in our district. Before she moved away, they were. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Quite a legacy there, you know, yes. And I think back to interviewing coaches over the years in all sports, and they would say to me, someday they're going to run out of Clarys, you know? And
oh, to come up with that, okay? Sammy is our last child.
Is that right?
From our particular immediate family who will be graduating this year. He's the last one here in Ithaca. But we're still going to the events.
Oh, yeah. You still have other relatives on the teams, too.
We have other relatives, Nelsons and Mayfields and some other ones that we want to keep up with.
A proud legacy.
Yeah.
It all started in the study hall back in the old building, probably, right? Or something like that.
I think so,
You and Tom met.
Yes.